And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Company B. That's the Andrews sisters. God, and I just wanted to start this show off with a tribute to all of our veterans here, and I couldn't find anything any better than the Boogie Woogie Boogle Boy. There's a lot of songs out there. I've got several I want to play for you here today as we give a tribute to our veterans this morning. And if you see a veteran today, make sure you go up and thank them. If you say it once, say it twice. Find more than one veteran, and any time you see a veteran out there, say thank you. There is nothing like seeing their face light up and making people, and they realize that people appreciate the fact that they were there. You know, there was a time when that wasn't really so, and thank God that we have been able to change our focus. Vietnam vets came home to not such a happy situation here, and yet they had done their duty to our country and to help other people in another place. You know, the Wall That Heals was here back in September, and we actually had an excellent time out there seeing lots of people, talking to people. We talked to the volunteers that were helping with this. We talked to veterans out there. We talked to some young people out there. In fact, I want to play a clip. Now, this was actually from The Wall That Heals, and one of the people that I talked to is Nick Boswell. In fact, he's Cadet Nick Boswell. He's with the Civil Air Patrol, and he was out there helping. He had what I thought were some pretty profound words for a 17, 18-year-old over there at Emerald High School. So I want to play this. This was recorded back during The Wall That Heals, but it really is quite a message to our veterans here. So let's hear that right now.
Have over here, is this Boswell? Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, what a voice. You should be in radio. Okay, Boswell here. What's your first name?
Nick Boswell, ma'am.
Nick. And where do you go to school?
Emerald High School.
What do you think of the wall being here in Greenwood today?
It's absolutely amazing. It's just as amazing as the real one actually in D.C.
That's right. Now, do you have family that's been in war?
Yes, ma'am. My great-grandfather was Army Air Corps, and my other great-grandfather was actually a chopper pilot from Vietnam, pursued Purple Heart.
Wow. So this is very meaningful then to you.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. Anybody like to say anything on the radio? I'll send out a shout-out to anybody special here today. Anybody know anybody? You would? Yes, sir.
I would just like to thank all the veterans that have served. This is what this event is all about. It's not just about the September 11th ceremony. It's not just about honoring our first responders, our EMS, our police, and our firemen. It's about our veterans. They weren't really welcomed after the Vietnam War, and in my belief, that's entirely wrong. They weren't fighting for a government. They weren't fighting for a country. They were fighting for a flag.
Absolutely. They were fighting for a place, Vietnam to be exact. That was Nick Boswell, Cadet Nick Boswell, back when the Wall That Heals was here in Greenwood, South Carolina. A timely statement today, as it was then. Thank you very much, Cadet Nick Boswell. So, yes, that was said by an 18-year-old. I was very impressed with the words from him. I thought they'd want to do a shout-out to maybe a girlfriend or something, but Cadet Nick Boswell had some great words. You know, the Black Hawk was here. It was a phenomenal experience for all of those. We talked to so many veterans who were out there. It really was something. It's called the Wall That Heals, and I certainly hope that there was some healing that weekend. And kudos to Carrie Bolt with the Veterans Affairs for getting everybody together and making this happen. Carrie, you did an awesome job. You've worked hard for our veterans out there. And so I decided I needed to ask Carrie Bolt for a few words on what he could tell us what veterans means. Of course, he was in the military. He is our Veterans Affairs Officer, and he is over both Lawrence and Greenwood, South Carolina. If you have a veterans issue, he is, I'm going to use his quote, he called me the woman, but I'm going to say he's the man that can help start moving the ball forward. And the ceremony that was put together for the Wall That Heals was an unbelievable coming together, and of the logistics of pulling it together. A lot of people worked really, really, really hard on this, but Carrie was the one that was able to procure the wall coming here and then put everything together. So I'd like you to listen to what Carrie Bolt had to say to our veterans today, and I hope you are going to get these few words that Carrie said. It was to the point, but it is from his heart. Let's take a listen.
On behalf of the Greenwood Veterans Affairs Office, I'd like to thank all of our nation's great veterans and all of the men and women currently serving this great nation. May God bless all of you, and God bless the United States of America.
And that is Carrie Bolt, the Veterans Affairs Officer, right here in Greenwood. Hey, I think we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, I've got more music, more tributes, and it's all about our veterans today. Thank you for your service.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
I love Ann Show.
Cotton brooch
Absolutely a beautiful song, and we realize that those that go to war don't always come home, and yes, those are the people that we mourn, but those that do come home, we're very fortunate to have come home, and this is all about our veterans today. So hug a veteran, say you appreciate them, make sure they know that their strife and their struggles were worth what they put out for us. That is the Statler Brothers, Silver Medals and Sweet Memories. I just thought that was such a beautiful song. I've actually played that on my show, From Trash to Treasures Along a Country Road. I think that has a lot of great sentiment to it. And we realize that those that go off to war leave families and loved ones behind. And it is, although they're not on the front, although they're not out there doing the job, it's tough for them right here. And anything you can do for a veteran's family while they're serving or while they're away is always greatly appreciated. So kudos to all that make it through day after day. And for those that still live the fight, we appreciate the fact that you did. We are here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. This is my very special tribute to our veterans here. I don't know if you know this or not, but Congressman Jeff Duncan is actually went to Afghanistan this week. We recorded an interview with him before he left. He wanted to do something to say a word to our veterans over there, and he wanted to be over there in Afghanistan to be able to talk with our veterans. Yes, I am here. And we are going to hear what Congressman Jeff Duncan left as a message for us today. He is in Afghanistan with the troops. So without further ado, here is Congressman Jeff Duncan.
I am here with Congressman Jeff Duncan. Actually, I am not here with Congressman Jeff Duncan because Congressman Jeff Duncan has headed over to Afghanistan. Now, we had to pre-record this because it is Veterans Day, and he is in Afghanistan. And Congressman Jeff Duncan, thanks so much for taking a few minutes here this morning to talk about Veterans Day and what all it means. So what have you got to say, Jeff?
Well, first off, thank you. Thank you to all the veterans that have served this great country and defended our liberties, defended the Constitution and our form of government and our way of life. So for my family, to you as veterans, thank you. That's my plan in Afghanistan and in Iraq is to talk to the folks that are currently serving. Many of them have been over there on multiple tours. And just say thank you for what they're doing daily. Encourage them, pray with them, visit with them, pass the word of South Carolinians that we appreciate what they do. We support them in their mission and wish them Godspeed. And so I'm looking forward to that wonderful opportunity to be there with them on Veterans Day. And, thank you for serving this great nation. Thank you for what you've done to keep us safe. Thank the active duty military for what they're currently doing. That's the message I'm conveying in Afghanistan today. And I just want to say may God continue to bless all the folks that are serving our country, have served our country, and may it continue to bless America.
Thank you very much, Congressman Jeff Duncan. Godspeed and have a very safe trip.
Thanks, Ann.
All righty. Bye-bye. That
that is Congressman Jeff Duncan. Yes, he's over in Afghanistan. You know, he went back, I think he went to Iraq, or I think it was Iraq that he was in earlier in the year, and he's gone back to be with the veterans for Veterans Day. I think that's terrific. Now I'd like to play another song for our veterans out there. I certainly hope that you will enjoy this song. I found this song, and I think it is it's just an excellent song. It's called Duty Called by Greg Wilson. It's called Vietnam Veteran Song, and it is Duty Called by Greg Wilson. Let's take a listen. Coming up in just a second is Duty Called by Greg Wilson, right here on WLMA, right here in Greenwood.
From his wheelchair, he sits and stares at a picture on the wall. He was much younger then. He still remembers when, and he cries when he recalls how he dressed up in that uniform. Take that picture for his mom. How she cried when the news arrived, he was going to Vietnam. Duty called and he answered, while the whole world spit in his face. He learned how to be a man in some godforsaken place. Duty called and he answered, still they said he's a disgrace. Someday you'll understand. Was he the one that took your place? He was in Vietnam working for Uncle Sam in his 18th year. Had no vision of war. What was he fighting for? From his eye there fell a tear. First time he faced hell, he cursed his shaking hand, and he prayed to the Lord above, help me take this like a man. Duty called and he answered, while the whole world spit in his face. He learned how to be a man in some godforsaken place. Duty called and he answered, still they said he's a disgrace. Someday you'll understand. Was he the one took your place? On that fateful night, there came a firefight, face to face with a man that damn near took his life. Duty called and he answered, while the whole world spit in his face. He learned how to be a man in some godforsaken place. Duty called and he answered, still they said he's a disgrace. Someday you'll understand. He was the one that took your place.
Greg Wilson, Vietnam Veteran Song, Duty Called. Vietnam vets, thank you so much for what you did. I certainly would not have wished what you came home to, but thank you very much for your service, and may you understand that in today's world, We do understand what you did for our country. This is WLMA, WCRS, right here in Greenwood. We're going to join the news in progress. Certainly hope you'll stay right with me. I've got more tributes and more music for you this morning on Veterans Day, 11-11-11. How about that?
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We are giving a special tribute to all our veterans and active military duty people here, men, women out there serving and protecting us and making sure that we're able to do things like be on the radio, like we're able to give our opinions and try to have a life that creates ultimate in happiness. Somewhere along the way, at least. We hope that that's what we're striving for. I want to play a song now that I really like. This is Ray Charles and America the Beautiful. I've got more tributes, but I thought we ought to think about America the Beautiful here this morning as we pay tribute to our veterans right here on WLMA and WCRS. America the Beautiful by Ray Charles.
Beautiful, our heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self, our country loves. Yeah.
And it is America the Beautiful because of our veterans, because of our military, because of our first responders. It is America the Beautiful. Thank you for your service. Thank you for being there to continue to make America the Beautiful. Hey, I am Ann Eller right here with you this morning on a very special tribute to our veterans. Coming up at 11 o'clock, you know, there is the ceremony in Uptown Greenwood. It's always on the 11th day at the 11th hour, and this year it's on the 11th year. So if you can get out there this morning, it's a beautiful morning out there. Go out and support all of our military. Show them that you care right there at the flagpole. Can't make that? How about the parade on Sunday? That'll be starting at 2 o'clock in Uptown Greenwood. Show a veteran, show all our veterans that what they do and what they've done mean so much. Right now, I want to play Dan Grubbs over there at the Lions Club and at the Post 20. He is the chaplain for Post 20, and I asked him to say a few words for us, and actually has a prayer in here, and I think that's great.
And I am here with Dan Grubbs. He is the chaplain for American Legion Post 20 right here in Greenwood. He wanted to say a few words to our veterans as part of our special Veterans Day celebration that we are having today on WLMA and WCRS. Dan, nice of you to be with us today.
Thank you, Miss Ann. It's a pleasure to be here. And certainly we want just to thank our veterans, past, present, and future, because we have a lot of veterans that are on duty right now. And we're just wanting to thank them for what they have done for us, because without their service to our country, our veterans, we've got a lot of the World War II, the Korean, the Vietnam, and the other conflicts. But certainly we're very thankful for their service to our country. And thank you for allowing us to have the freedom that we enjoy today. But just touching on our American Legion is the fact that that I am the chaplain for our American Legion post, and very proud of the honor of being able to serve not only my veterans but their families, because the families are just as important. And so we try to minister to them and bless them and try to take care of them, because so often our veterans don't quite understand the benefits that are there. And so this is where we come in, is the fact that we can be able to point you in the right direction to be able to do the do our veterans benefits. And we mentioned the fact that that we have a Veterans Affairs officer here in Greenwood, Carrie Boat, is very, very interested in the veterans and trying to provide the assistance that they need. So we're very proud of the fact that that we can be able to be part of this exciting venture of being able to share what the American Legion has done.
And I guess as the chaplain, maybe you could give us a blessing here this morning.
I can. I would love to do that. So, Lester, you may just have a moment of prayer. Let us pray, because certainly we are so thankful for the opportunity to be able to this day. We thank you so much, dear Father, for blessing our nation. Dear Father, our veterans mean so much to us, dear Father, and we certainly want us to pause at this moment to give blessings to you for our veterans. And Heavenly Father, we just pray that you just bless them as they celebrate today, is the fact that we have the freedoms that we enjoy because of them. Now, we pray that you just be with them, bless their families, dear Father, and may we be able to share in the wealth of our freedoms that we enjoy because of the veteran. So we offer this prayer in your holy name. Amen.
Thank you very much, Dan Grubb, so much for being with us today on Veterans Day. You have a good day, and we'll see you down there at 11 o'clock.
Thank you so much, Miss Ann. God bless you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Yes, that is Dan Grubbs giving a tribute to our veterans over there. He is the chaplain for Post 20. And yes, Gracie was putting her putting her paw up on it. So we are here at Sharp Passes Gallery here today. We're going to be here all day long. We certainly hope if you are out there and have some gold to sell, you know, that you'll come by and see us. You know we pay the most right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. But I just want to say thank you again. I hope you, as an individual out there listening, will say thank you. And I hope if you're a veteran, you understand that we all appreciate you. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in our own lives, we forget to say thank you. But we appreciate you, and we certainly hope that you're able to move forward with your life. For those that are returning veterans from whether it's Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever, the National Guard has set up a new, I would call it a hotline. They want to have a one-stop shop for you, particularly if you're in the National Guard. But as General Livingston said yesterday, they'll turn no one away. Their mission is to help veterans find the services, not only for veterans, but for their families. And Colonel Taylor was on the show with us yesterday on Meet Me at the Diner. And his number down there, if you have a question about veterans benefits, particularly for National Guard, but not limited to National Guard, 803-806-1461. That's 803-806-1461. They will be having a get-together for retirees up there in Spartanburg this coming Wednesday at 9 o'clock. It will be at the USC campus where the National Guard office is located. So if you'd like to go or if you need more information, give them a call there, 803-806-1461. And you also heard Dan Grubbs mention Kerry Bolt. He is the Veterans Affairs Officer for Greenwood and Lawrence County. He handles all veterans. So if you have a problem, if you would like to know if there's help out there, you need to reach out. This is one of the points that both General Livingston and Colonel Taylor made. You have to reach out. They will help, but you must reach out to them. Kerry Bolt's number, 942-8531. That's 942-8531. Give them a call, write those numbers down, and we will have those numbers right here for you if you want to call us. Hey, if you've got a question or a comment on the show this morning, don't hesitate to give me a call. Yes, I'm Ann Eller, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. And now I would like to play a clip from General Livingston's interview that we did yesterday right here on WLMA. I asked him if he would like to say a few words to our veterans, and he responded, absolutely, and I would love to say a few words for our veterans. So I'd like to play that for you right now. We're probably going to have to run this show
and
over.
I just wondered...
Oh, I got a clip already starting here. Anywho, I am here. This is a clip we did with General Livingston yesterday right here on Meet Me at the Diner. Major General Livingston is the adjunct general for South Carolina, and we had him on the show. Let's hear what he had to say as a message to our veterans here this morning. And I just wondered if you would, I know tomorrow is Veterans Day, I'm sure you're speaking at places. Tomorrow morning on my morning show, we're actually going to have a salute to our veterans. We've got a lot of people that have called in. I've pre-recorded some messages. I would like to know if you would like to say something out there to our veterans that I can play for tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Y'all make it possible for my children and my grandchildren to live in this wonderful country and to have the same opportunities that I have. And I want to thank you so much, every generation that's out there, for providing us not only our freedoms, but the environment to build a better military every time that we have to go forward and engage an enemy that threatens our homeland. So just thank you so much.
Absolutely. This is Major General Robert E. Livingston, Jr., the Adjutant General for South Carolina. It has been my utmost pleasure to have you on the show today. Thanks so much for calling us, and I'll be calling you again to come on again.
Thank you so much, Anna. I had a wonderful time, and happy Veterans Day, and thanks to you and your husband and all of those great veterans up in the upstate.
Thank you so much, General Livingston. Have a great Veterans Day tomorrow.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That was General Livingston. That was part of our interview. And, yes, I got him to do a clip for today. So how about that? Hey, we've got so many more people that wanted to say things. I need to get on with this show. But I got to play a little, got to play something for you here. What am I going to play? I want to play, I love this song right here. This is a great song. This is by Barry Sadler. And, of course, you know, he's the one that did the Green Beret, and there's a lot of good songs he did. I particularly like this one because I think it drives the point home. It drives home the point that life is precious, and we just don't ever know when we may not be able to say that thank you or say that final goodbye. So let's listen as Barry Sadler sings, what does he sing? Five, an empty glass. That's right, five, an empty glass.
An empty glass beside me, I toast a memory. I know he won't be walking through the door. That empty glass beside me says he'll drink with me no more. The bullet came from nowhere. I saw my best friend fall. I tried to even up the score. That empty glass beside me says he'll drink with me no more. And though he's not beside me, I lift my glass on high and give a toast to those who've gone before. To those who drink with us no more. And though he's not beside me, deep in my heart I know someday we'll meet up on that distant shore. And he will drink with me once more.
Might consider a little early, but I say salute to our veterans out there. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I am right here with you this morning as we celebrate an important, every Veterans Day that is important. But it's amazing that I'm here, you're here, and this is 11-11-11 right here on WLMA and WCRS. I had the opportunity to talk to Representative Mike Pitts from South Carolina. You know Mike Pitts, he's a straight shooter, and I tell you what, he's a former police officer, and I do believe he was even in the military, but I'm not sure, but I know he was a police officer. I want to play for you what Mike Pitts said for us right here on WLMA and WCRS as we celebrate Veterans Day. Salute to our veterans. Here is Representative Mike Pitts.
I am here with Representative Mike Pitts, and it is Veterans Day. And, Mike, what do you have to say to our veterans here today?
Thank you. Thank you for the sacrifices from each and every one of you, whether you served in combat, served during wartime, served during peacetime, or the Cold War. That lineage has provided us with a protection that is unquestionably the biggest sacrifice of anyone in the free world, and I thank you for it. That lineage of protection that goes from the days of the founding fathers and the patriot soldier to today's soldiers serving in Afghanistan, Iraq, and all other theaters has provided a line of protection for freedom, not just for this great country, but for the entire world. The only soldiers on the face of the earth that have gone to combat purely for other people's freedom and not just conquest or for protection of their own country. And I understand very definitely and fully that without the sacrifice of every man and woman wearing the uniform, I would not be governing in a free republic. And again, just simply thank you.
That is Representative Mike Pitts. Thanks so much for calling us this morning, Mike.
Thank you, and thank you for allowing me to address the veterans and give them my thanks.
All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Representative Mike Pitts from over there in Lawrence. Hey, I am Ann Eller. I hope you're enjoying the show this morning. I hope it's bringing some memories back to you. I hope it's maybe making you think about how fortunate we are to have veterans, and we have people that sign up every day to go out there and, what shall we say, fight the good fight. Without them, where would we be in this world today? You just heard it from Mike Pitts, and I know so many other people feel exactly the same way. Right now, I do want to play a clip that Congressman Joe Wilson, you know, Congressman Joe Wilson is down there in Lexington, and he has many generations of service, not only his, but his children and his family before that. And Veterans Day is something that is very important to him. So let's hear what Congressman Joe Wilson has to say here this morning. Congressman Joe Wilson, you are on the line with us this morning. And I tell you what, I am so glad that you called us this morning to talk to us about Veterans Day and what it means. What do you have to say, Joe?
And it's so important to be with you at this Veterans Day. It's really special for my family. My youngest son graduated last May from Clemson. He was immediately commissioned with the Adjutant General of South Carolina, Bob Livingston, to be in the Engineer Corps. I'm very, very proud of him. He'll be going to Officer Basic School next year. The real significance is that I want to give all credit to my wife, Roxanne. We have four sons currently serving in the military. Our oldest son, Alan, has served for a year in Iraq, and he has been field artillery. Now he's JAG. Our second son, Addison, is a doctor in the Navy. He served with the Rangers in the fields in Iraq. And our third son, Julian, another Clemson graduate, I'm very proud of him. He is a graduate of Fort Gordon Signal School. Over in Georgia, and I'm very, very proud of him. He currently has just concluded command of the 351st Aviation Support Battalion in the Army National Guard. So military service is very important to our family, and I served 31 years, and the reason that I did is that I do appreciate veterans and what our military means to us in terms of maintaining our freedom. This year has been particularly also important for me serving in Congress with the new Republican majority in the House of Representatives. I was selected the chairman of the Military Personnel Subcommittee of the House Armed Services Committee. I'm so grateful I have an opportunity to promote the highest and best interest of our service members, military families, and veterans. And I've had the great opportunity to conduct hearings expressing concern about the current administration, the efforts they are making to reduce the benefit to our troops, to our military families, to our veterans. We have a commitment to the people who have served our country, and they have risked their lives so that all of us can have freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, freedom of women participating in society. And none of this would be possible if it weren't for our veterans. And so I'm so grateful to be on the Armed Services Committee, to be the chairman of this very important subcommittee for military personnel. This has just been a dream come true for me to be able to serve the people of South Carolina with my service on the Armed Services Committee. And it's also been a great year for us because my legislative director,
This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. We're going to go right back to Congressman Joe Wilson.
There is Melissa Chandler from Greenwood. We're very proud of her background. And just 2 weeks ago, she married our former communications director, Ryan Murphy. So we now have a new name in the office, but a wonderful person of Greenwood, and that is Melissa Murphy. And so I want to wish everyone a very happy Veterans Day. I look forward to being in the Veterans Day parade in Columbia, and then I'll be at the dedication of a monument to our veterans in Gilbert, South Carolina, and then I'll be coming back for an event at the University of South Carolina as a tribute to veterans, and then I end up in Aiken with the Red Cross for a benefit for veterans. So Veterans Day is just very, very important to me, and I'm just grateful to be a veteran and promote veterans and serve in Congress. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Congressman Joe Wilson. Thank you so much, and thank you to all our veterans out there. God bless each and every one. God bless you, Joe. Thanks so much for calling us this morning on WLMA and WCRS. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. And now we did have to pre-record these messages because, as you just heard what Congressman Joe Wilson's schedule was like this morning, he is going to be everywhere, and I think that's terrific. We are right here on WLMA and WCRS. We've got a few more tributes, and I got a couple more songs I want to play for you, so we're going to stay on the air just a few more minutes. I hope you don't mind. This is my very special tribute to our veterans right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Andy, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best. From 1/4 carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass, Greenwood.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
I realize that a lot of people are going to be taking this opportunity to have a long weekend, but don't forget, you're able to have this long weekend. You're able to do so many of the things you enjoy because we are a free country. So take 30 minutes, take 40 minutes, take 10 minutes out of your day and support our veterans and show them that you care. I want to play, I got a couple more songs I want to play, and then pretty soon we'll be wrapping up this show, but I had this kind of planned and we ran over, and I hope you're enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying doing this for you. Song I want to play is the song that says it all and why we all go to war, why we all protect what is ours, My Beautiful America by the Charlie Daniels Band. This is an excellent song. I hope you enjoy it.
Have you ever spent the late afternoon watching the purple shadows deepen in the Arizona desert? Or seen a herd of elk plow their way through waist-deep snow on a cold Colorado dome? Did you ever see the sun go down in Hawaii or see the stormy waves break over the rock-bound coast of Maine? Or have you ever seen an eagle fly up out of the mists of Alaska or a big October moon hanging full over the still Dakota Badlands? Have you ever tasted the gumbo in New Orleans, barbecue in Carolina, or the chicken wings in Buffalo? Have you ever had Brunswick stew in Macon, or cornbread in Birmingham, or brisket slow-cooked over hill country mesquite wood? Did you ever drink the water from a gurgling branch in Utah, or stand on the mountain above El Paso del Norte and see the lights twinkling clear over into Mexico? Did you ever jingle horses in the pre-dawn stillness of a perfect Texas day and watch their shod hooves kicking up sparks on the volcanic rock? Or tended a trot line on a foggy Carolina morning? Or heard the distant song of a lovesick whippoorwill in a pristine Tennessee late night? Have you seen the faces on Mount Rushmore or stood at the Vietnam Monument? Have you ever crossed the mighty Mississippi or been to the daddy of them all in Cheyenne, Wyoming? Or seen the mighty balls run out on the football field on a chilly autumn afternoon? Did you ever see the Chicago skyline from Lakeshore Drive at night? Or the New England foliage in the fall? Or the summer beauty of the Shenandoah Valley? Or Indiana covered with new snow? Did you ever see a herd of wild horses running free across the empty spaces in the bottom? Or caught a walleye pike out of a cold Wisconsin stream? Or marveled at the tall ships docked in the harbor in Baltimore? Did you ever see the early morning dew sparkling on the bluegrass? Or the wind stir the wheat fields on a hot Kansas afternoon? Or driven the lonely stretches of old Route 66? Have you ever heard the church bells peal their call to worship on an early Sunday in some small town in the deep south? Or passed through the redwood forest as the sun was going down? Have you ever been to Boise or Baxley or Beaufort or Billings? Have you ever passed through Sanford or Suffolk or San Angelo? Have you ever seen the falls at Niagara, the Ice Palace in St. Paul, or the Gateway to the West? This then is America, the land God blesses with everything. And no Eiffel Tower, no Taj Mahal, no Alps, no Andes, no native hut, nor royal palace can rival her awesome beauty, her diverse population, her monolithic majesty. America the free, America the mighty, America the beautiful. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I think that is truly beautiful. That is My Beautiful America by Charlie Daniels Band. And yes, this is our very, very, very special tribute to you, our veterans. Yes, we need you. We appreciate you. God bless each and every one of you. I've got one last song I'm going to play for you, and then we'll be out of here for today. But don't forget about our veterans. Without them, where would we be today? We certainly wouldn't be enjoying the beauty and the bounty that we are having right here. I found this last night, and I said, I gotta play this morning. That's right, and I am going to play it for you as we wind up our very special tribute this morning. Yes, it is a beautiful, beautiful song. It is Amazing Grace by Judy Collins. Think what's being sung by Judy Collins. I think you'll agree, this really says it all right here. As we close out this show, I'll be back with a few closing comments. This is Judy Collins and Amazing Grace.
Amazing. I'm
Amazing Grace, and that was an amazing rendition by Judy Collins right here on WLMA and WCRS. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Veterans, active military duty, thank you so much. I certainly hope everybody has enjoyed the show this morning. It's been my utmost pleasure to bring it to you right here live on the I Love Ann show. So I don't know what else I can say except thank you, and we appreciate you. God bless you, and I hope everybody gets out and goes to the ceremony either uptown. If you can make both, that would be great, but the ceremony that's going on in less than 45 minutes right there in uptown Greenwood at the flagpole, or how about everybody show up and show our veterans what kind of support we have right here in Greenwood, South Carolina, for the parade on Sunday. That would make a statement to each and every one of our veterans. God bless you. God bless all of us. We all need it. So without further ado, this has been another show right here on the I Love Ann Show. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. This is going to conclude our show. We'll join our regularly scheduled programming, which is Laura Ingram right here on WLMA. And over there on WCRS, it's Timeless Cool Music. So thanks for joining us this morning. Make sure you go out and say thank you to our veterans. They need it. They appreciate it. And it makes it all worthwhile. God bless us. Bye-bye, everybody.